Certainly, the location that you have selected certainly helps to mind your minds. I'm very happy to a good number of you assembled here from all over. Yeah, I think without it is better, maybe. Yeah, then I could see you. Otherwise, just a Brahman effulgence. And please remove the glaring effulgence so that I could see your feet and faces. So so it's very important that you have taken your valuable, not just little time, but several days I don't know what other topics, minding the mind, and but certainly everything related with yourself, and self is not just the body. We always heard from our parents, take care of yourself, they said. Take care of yourself. But they really didn't tell us who that self was. I mean, what I could gather and understand the purport of my parents saying that take care of yourself, meaning take care of your body. How should I walk on the side of the road, not in the middle of the road? Otherwise you may get run over by some vehicle, or eat properly, this, that. So all those concerns were boiling down to the body. Take care of your body. But we are not just a body. There are more things which are part of that self. The dictionary meaning also talks of course, that does include body. The mind is also part of that self. Your intelligence is part of their self, and certainly the most, and most importantly, the soul is the self, or the real self. World talks and takes some kind of care of the body, maybe a little, just a little bit of the mind. I don't know about the intelligence, and hardly nothing at all they do for the soul. But the topic is minding the mind, and goal, of course, is the soul. And the goal is the soul, and that is us. What good it is if we we lose the soul. The Bible says you gain the earth or gain the whole kingdom, but you lose the soul. What have you gained? Means you lost everything. Lost everything. This topic is topic of subject matter of Bhagavad Gita topics, talking of the body, mind, soul, intelligence. And the Lord has not ignored. He's not talking, although he wants to talk. He wants to get to the point of the soul. But he does talk of our bodies and of our minds and about our intelligence. Yukta ahara viharasya. Lord is even talking about our ahar and vihar. Coming to places like this is a vihar. This is a... On the bank of ocean, not ocean, here, the lake here, and spending few days, some relaxation. This is recreation. Lord wants us to take care of ourselves like that, having balanced life. So Lord has not ignored our bodies and our minds. All the goal is the soul. Well, I think I should move a little faster here. Just yesterday, again, of course it wasn't for first time that I read this, these few words. Just do it. Have you read this before? Just do it. Meaning, don't even think. Just do it. If you feel good, feeling good, go ahead and just do it. And this is a very dangerous thing to do. The mind has it functions in two ways. One is sankalp. Isn't that the reason you are here for? You are here for sankalp. Taking some vows, going, returning to your respective places with some resolutions, some determination. I will do this. This is my goal. From now onwards, I will do this, but I will not do that. So mind does two things. One is sankalp, means accepting some things. And mind also does the vikalp, means rejecting things. Accepting, reject. Acceptance, rejection. Acceptance, rejection. Mind is going through this all the time, day and night, at every minute. There is acceptance and rejection that goes on. But if we let the mind function on its own, then mind is going to take dictations from its neighbor. In the neighborhood of the mind are the senses. They are five in number. You know which, who, what they are. Senses, to see, to hear, to smell, to touch, and to talk, taste. Okay. The five senses are there. And manaha shashtani indriyani. And Krishna in Bhagavad Gita has counted mind also as a sense, the sixth sense, or even king of the senses. So mind lords over the senses, gives the dictations, and the senses are in touch with the world around. And the world is also made up of five sense objects. If there was a sixth sense object, there is no way we could realize its existence, because we have only five senses, knowledge acquiring senses. If there was another object, there is no way that we would know about it, because only five things, five kinds of objects that we could relate to, perceive, exploit, do different things, deal with it. Shabda, sparsha, roop, ras, gandha are those things. Shabda, sound. Shabda, sparsha, the touch. Shabda, sparsha, ras, the taste. Shabda, sparsha, roop, we left in the form. And gandha, that smell. All around us are these five things. Shabda, sparsha, roop, ras, gandha is what this world is filled with. And then we are mounted, our body is mounted with five senses, and these five senses come in contact with respective sense objects. And then the mind either accepts or rejects. Sankalp and vikalp goes on. However, mind alone is not competent to make all the best decisions on the earth, the best decisions in our favor, or in the favor of the soul. That is what we are. Or in our best interest. In the Shastra, there's a talk of something called Shreyas and Prayas. There's something of the immediate benefit called, what is that? Prayas. Okay, that's Prayas. And Shreyas means long-term goal. It's a long-term goal. So mind usually goes for what I feel good now. Then mind continues to do it. And by doing those things over again and again and again, the habits are developed. And you are taken through this kind of seminars, and what is a habit and how you form the habit. And you do the same thing over again and again and again, and then you are into habit of getting up late in the morning. Is that a good habit? Is that a good or bad habit? Bad habit. But who is going to tell the mind that it is a bad habit? Who is telling that it is a bad habit? Okay, so this is how the another element comes into existence, comes into play. Lord talks in Bhagavad Gita of the eight elements. Bhumi, apa, nala, vayu, kham, that is the earth, water, fire, air, ether. They're considered pancha mahabhutas, five great elements. And there's a mind, intelligence, and the false ego. And prakritir ashtadha, Lord said, this is my prakriti. Bhinna prakritir ashtadha, eight kinds of prakriti or natures, and it is external energy of the Lord. So mind is there. In us, there's a mind, there is intelligence. and there is the self, and in conditioned state, the soul is covered over, and then it is called false ego, not a real one, the false ego. So we cannot leave everything up to the mind. So just do it. Just do it business, meaning do not even think, just do it. Your senses are in touch, or your mind is in touch with the senses, and senses are in contact with the sense objects. And I feel good now with the garland here. And I accept it. But I don't know whether there's a little bomb inside there. Just because I feel good or smells good, sometimes people make you smell something and smells good, but then you feel dizzy. Huh? And then they rob you off, take all your money. So, this is where we always talk of living simply and thinking, high thinking, highly, thinking high. Simple living and high thinking. But when you're talking of just doing it, how much thinking you're talking about? You may say, oh, it's a low thinking. But I would say no thinking. You're talking of just do it, meaning not even, don't even think, simply do it. So we need help of intelligence. And this intelligence is compared to a driver. In a vehicle, or even in the boat that we were just driving in. Who was the most important? Who was the most important person in the boat? Driver? In the aircraft that flies in the sky? Who is? Pilot? Others could sleep in the back, or, you know, they could do different things, fight in the back. But does a pilot afford to do this? Or if he would do such a thing, then disaster. So intelligence has a vital role, most important role in our lives. So, and what is the function of the intelligence? What does intelligence do? What do you do with the intelligence? You are just now saying, oh, no, no. This is a bad habit. Getting up late in the morning is a bad habit. Getting up early in the morning is a good habit. Huh? Getting up late, getting up early, two activities are there. And you say, this is bad, this is good. Who is deciding this? Intelligence. And this is a power of intelligence called power of discrimination. Power to discriminate is a power of the intelligence, not power of the mind. Mind cannot decide. As soon as mind is in contact with the senses, lost. Only intelligence could say, now, hands off, don't touch it. Our mind is like little children. They always like to play with the fire. And only elders have to tell, no, 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 don't do this, no, 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 no. I say no. The wise people, elders, the well-wishers, tell the child what to do, what not to do. I mean, it's minding the mind. Mind your mind. Meaning also, I was thinking, like a taking charge of your mind. In other words, taking charge of your life. Take charge of your life. Take charge of your destiny. We are in the boat, and then, of course, there's no lighthouse, but when you, big boats and going through the ocean, then what are they looking for? When they get closer to the town, country, town, seashore, what are they looking for? They're looking for a lighthouse. So we come to a place like this, and with the help of, well, Krishna, our Bhagavad Gita, our sadhus, we take some sankalp. This is good for me. And I will do this. So my goal is set. I have to go to this destination. Now I see that is my, that's a lighthouse. And when that's determined, then I will keep going towards that goal. Otherwise I may go round and round. There's no destination, no goal fixed. I may drown, I may go round and round. And this is what is happening, of course, is happening with us. And this is called Kal Chakra, Samsar Chakra. Punarapi, Jananam, Punarapi, Maranam, Punarapi, Janani, Jathare, Shayanam, Iha Samsare, Khaludustare, Kripaya, Pahi, Pare, Murare. So we are in big trouble, in deep waters. If we do not take help of the intelligence, so mind, the Shastras and Prabhupada also describes that mind also does, broadly speaking, okay, sankalp vikalp, that is a very broad function. But otherwise also there are thinking, feeling, willing. Thinking, feeling, willing. These are functions of the mind. Think, feelings, willings. But again, intelligence has to keep watch on what thoughts are going through the mind. Good or bad. Again, with the help of intelligence, body and soul, this is body, this is soul. How would come to this conclusion? With the help of, again, intelligence. This is a pious activity. This is impious activity. Like that. There's so many types of discriminations, decisions that we need to make in our lives. So, of course, when there's a relaxed time, you go through so many, not necessarily, well, chapters, but at least some verses from Bhagavad Gita. This whole hierarchy, we already have kind of mentioned. Krishna says, superior to the dull matter are the senses. Indriyani parani, parani ahur. Indriyas are parani. Indriyani parani, indriya, senses are superior to the dead matter. Indriyabhya param manaha. And the senses are superior. Now the mind is superior to the senses. And manasastu para buddhi. Superior to the mind is intelligence. And superior, there's also someone superior to the intelligence. And that is so, that is you, that is your soul, that is you proper. And is there someone above you, or are we all in all? Is there someone above us? Super soul is above us. Soul, super soul. Mattaha parataram na anyat kinchidasti. Lord has made the declaration, no one is equal to me and no one is superior to me. Asama avurdhva. No one is equal, no one is above. Such claim could only be made by the Lord, but we are subordinate to the Lord. So this is the hierarchy. There's a dead matter about the dead senses, then there's a mind, there's intelligence, there's a soul, and then there is super soul. Now, the best intelligence, the spiritual intelligence, the power, the best power of discrimination. Otherwise the cat also has power of discrimination. Everyone has. The cat knows. Sometimes the cat is sitting there. There's a milk pot. And the cat is sitting there with eyes closed. And opens eyes from time to time to see what? To check out what? Whether someone is around. Is someone watching the milk? And as soon as there is no one around, immediately cat goes and drinks the milk. That is what? That is power of discrimination also. When to drink, when not to drink. The cat knows. Cat won't be allowed to drink the milk in the presence of the owner of the milk or persons around. So cat waits till there's no one around and then drinks. This is the power of discrimination. But not much different. This is only a mundane intelligence. Whether this sense of object is better than that sense of object, than that sense of object. It's all material business. Only when you talk of, this is spirit, this is matter. That's the kind of intelligence when we have, and this is Adhikatarastesham, dharma, and also this kind of intelligence, the spiritual intelligence. The human being is known, distinguished from the rest of the beings, the spiritual intelligence. To know, capability, to know who I am, that is, I'm spirit soul. So this kind of intelligence, we receive from the Lord, who is most intelligent. Lord is most intelligent personality around. Lord has, Bhagavan means person with the six opulences, and one of them is most intelligent. His most intelligent being, personality. And that Lord is promising in Bhagavad Gita that Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Enamam Upayantite. That I will give the intelligence. I will give the intelligence. I will provide the intelligence to that person who renders some service unto me. With no motivation, uninterrupted, service, thoughts of the Lord, service unto the Lord, and then what do you get? You get most important item in your life. You get intelligence. And with that intelligence, you take charge. You take charge of your life. You take charge of your mind. And then you move on. You carry on successfully in your life. Otherwise, the mind will always bother. Mind will always keep us, bring us into a trouble, some situations, including depressions, the depression that people in general, students experience to the extent people don't see any meaning to the life and to the extent of committing suicide. Mind could kill you. The mind that is not controlled, well, I could also introduce the terms, a mind that is not purified. Mind is full of ideas to enjoy and exploit this world and sense objects. The mind needs to be purified. And we do, of course, that purification by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The stress and strain that the world is experiencing for first time ever, because we're not using much of the intelligence. The world is just do it. That's the formula. That's why the stress and strain is there. Just recently, we'll take a few minutes just to say this. One day I had read President's book, or his vision, 2020, he has vision 2020, by 2020 he wants to see that this country becomes a great nation, one of the first world country, leading nation in the world, and this and that, scientific, materialistic, and all that kind of industrial economy and technology and computerization and whatnot. Scientist as he is. No less than. Why? We are not no less than American, no less than Europeans. He wants to march, take this country ahead of or on the ranking. So I read one day, somehow I had that book in my possession. I read that during the day. And then I was driving to evening program. And the person who was driving me in driver's seat, he was a psychiatrist. You call psychiatrist? Psychiatrist. One who cures the mind, deals with the mind. The mental hospital, mental cases, and he was that kind of doctor. So as we were talking, how is the business, how is the his job, and now he started describing from his experience. He says situation is real, real bad, very grave, and he was talking with gravity and was very elderly and in this profession, dealing with the minds, curing the minds, studying the minds and medicine for the minds and for stress and strain and mental disorders. And he said the kind of disorder, mental disorder people would get in their 40s or 50s, Now the same sickness is being experienced in our country in their 20s and in their 30s. Young people are experiencing similar mental disorders, and this is going to get worse and worse and worse. And he said, by 2020, things are really going to be real bad. Now, I had not said a word about what book I had read and the president's vision 2020, 2020, he wants to. But then here, from other side comes the whole very bleak, dark future of our nation. And that would be, we would see that if we do not mind our minds, if we do not take care of our minds, if we do not purify our minds. One out of every five Americans are just fit for mental hospital. No, this is a statistic. This is all survey done. This is not my imagination. And of course, the other statistics is the most sick country in the world is America. The land of opportunities. And the mantra, just do it mantra, is American mantra. But then, of course, some people are coming to the senses. And I was there recently, and one person said, Swamiji, Swamiji! I said, what? He said, have you heard the KISS formula? About the KISS. I said, no, come on, what? I'm sannyasi. And what are you talking about? The KISS formula. I had nothing to do with that. I'm done with, finished, long, long time ago. No. I said, no, please listen. And he explained. He said, the KISS, he explained. K-I-S-S. He said, this meant that some of us are now going for keep it simple, stupid. Did you get that? Keep it simple. Oh, stupid, keep it simple. Don't make things complicated, complex. For your life, for your mind. And they just do it. Stop this. Just do it. Think and proceed. And this is what the king of the forest. Who is the king of the forest? The lion does this. Lion. And this is called Simhavalokan. Simhavalokan. Singha, that's lion. Avalokan is seeing. He walks or jumps or runs some distance, stops, and takes a stock of what he has just now done, reviews his performance. He looks around, looks behind, ahead, and he proceeds, goes, stops. Simhavalokan. Simha Avalokan is considered one of very good quality. The leaders do Simha Avalokan, like a leader of the animals. This king of the forest, Singha does, lion does, likewise, human beings, good human leaders do this. They use their intelligence from time to time. They review. You can see how mind is functioning. what bad habits I have developed in meantime. And then he takes some new resolutions and takes charge that way of his life, so that he would, and never losing the sight or the goal of life, which is Krishna, becoming God conscious, becoming Krishna conscious, and that does take care of everything else. When we talk of Krishna consciousness, as we said in the beginning, Krishna also talks of your bodily needs, yoga krema vahamyam, and other, your mental needs, or in the intellectual being you are. Yes, there's lots of logic and lot of tark vitark you could feed to your, lots of food for thought. So Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada used to say, is like a, having $100 bill or ₹100 bill. Then all your needs of 70 rupees, 10 rupees, 5 rupees, they're all taken care of, meaning complete. When you have Krishna consciousness, then you have everything that takes care of your soul, intelligence, mind, body, and everything else, studies, you will have a, anyway. Then you could, of course, having spoken a little bit like this, you could expand further and apply to your student life and try to understand the benefits of this controlled or purified mind, or when you do the mind, your mind, then your mind will be more focused. You will have a concentration on what you are studying. You don't have to study 10 times. Now you will read only 1 time. Got it. I got it. You will have concentration like that. You'll be focused like that. Otherwise mind is chanchalam and no intelligence and flickering, and even while studying you are not really there. Actually, some of our devotees' kids or children of our devotees, grihasthas, they follow this Krishna conscious process, and they also go to the schools and colleges. Just today, our Haridasanu Das, he was introduced, of course, little children. His daughter is in class 2, and I said, and she's number one. That kid is number one in the class. And he introduced me to the son. He's number only two. He lost the number. He's only number two in the whole class or in the school. And there's so many brilliant boys and students we have all over the world. Probably the youngest PhD on the earth is our Radhika Raman, Ravi Gupta. He's supposed the youngest, something like that, youngest PhD on the earth. And he chants his 16 rounds of Hare Krishna. And he's only takes Krishna Prasad. And he gets up early morning and like that, studies Bhagavad Gita. And he does his PhD also. While others are watching the films and movies and making their minds dirty and fluctuations. And this is one of the worst things for the students. Your mind gets dirty. One of the dirtiest things is this, the man-woman business connections and illicit thoughts and relationships. So, if you are a brahmachari, you don't have to wear saffron. It means your mind is brahmacharya. Your mind is pure, clean, chaste. Then you know your power, willpower will be so strong. You take some decision, you will stick to it. because of your sankalpa of the brahmacharya sankalpa, which is called brahadvrat. You take a vow, there's no, so Brahma, following principles of brahmacharya. And mind remains clean, focused. Lots of benefits. Prabhupada said, he gave credit to Mahatma Gandhi. He said, because Mahatma Gandhi was following the principles of brahmacharya sangraha. What is that? Ahimsa satya asteya brahmacharya sangraha. Mahatma Gandhi had kind of summarized and went for these five principles. One of them was brahmacharya. And he said, because of he was following this vow of celibacy, he had this great determination. And successfully he was able to drive away the Britishers. Quit India! Get out of here! And no compromising. He was just fixed. His mind was fixed because of this brahmacharya. As soon as this woman, so many other things, the food that you eat has a lot to do on your mind, either pollution of your mind or purification of your mind. Kind of literature you read, books you read, some are good, some are bad. And likewise, the association, and you go on and on and on. So what is good, what is not good? We'll be able to determine this. Mind cannot do this. You need intelligence. And if you don't have intelligence, then what do you do? Then what do you do? Huh? You borrow. Buy, borrow, steal intelligence. Didn't that same thing happen with Arjun? One time Arjun was kind of depression that Arjun went through. Such a great warrior, but one time he was depressed and oppressed and tears and trembling his body and lost the concentration and focused, and then what happened? Who helped him out? Who helped him out? Lord Krishna gave him all the intelligence. Lord gave him intelligence. And then what happened? At the end, what was the result? He was normal again. Now, yes. Nasto moha smritir labda sthitosmi and gata sandeha. No more doubts. I'm established. I'm fixed. No illusion. Clear. Everything is clear. This was result of Bhagavad Gita. So that Bhagavad Gita is also here right now and here. And you could study that Bhagavad Gita. You could study that with the help of the devotees. They are giving you advice. And that is what this ISKCON Youth Forum is kind of all about. It's all about guiding students, giving them intelligence with the help of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, and give the whole process of purification of mind as a result, that purified mind, clean mind. Then you could employ that mind in your day-to-day life, be that study or your profession or whatever, for rest of your life. Once you have trained mind, once you have the right thoughts, the intelligence.
They said it was a. Any quick questions or something or comment you have?
programs like this more frequently. As soon as the battery is lower, charge it again. Or, you form a group, wherever you are, form a group. And keep reminding of the talks that you had heard or understood. Krishna advises in Bhagavad Gita, he says, Bodhayantaha parasparam. This is Krishna's advice. Bodhayantaha parasparam. So, I think so many bases are being established all over India by our ISKCON Youth Forum. So just, association. We need association. We gain strength from association. There's a saying called Sanghe Shakti Kalau Yuge. There's a Shakti you get. Shakti. Huh? Now we are feeling like a powerful here. So that Shakti is coming from this Sangha, association. So if we form more and more Sanghas all over the country, then you will be able to retain that Shakti, or revive, or increase. And there are various ways and means to communicate in this day and age. Telephones are getting cheaper and cheaper. People are just uselessly talking all day. As if there's some very important business to talk about. But you could talk, use the phone, get in touch with Radhe Shyam, or get in touch with your counselor. The literature is there. And the Hare Krishna is always with you. Wherever you go, who goes with you? Krishna's name goes with you. He's right there and then. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Immediately you're connected with the powerhouse. It's called yoga, right? This is Bhakti Yoga, and holy name is the Lord Himself. Through devotion, through some sincerity, as we pray, we cry out for help. And Krishna helps. The form of His holy name, holy scriptures, holy prasad, holy association. So see how you could be in the vicinity of some of these sources of inspiration and don't exist. Sthavara jangama dekhi na dekhi tar murti. Who is that? Ishtadevir Spurti. Sarvatra hai Ishtadevir Spurti. Because there's advanced stage, in advanced stage of Krishna consciousness. Even though the whole world exists, good, bad exists, male, female exists, and gambling exists, meeting, person only concentrates on he is always inspired within, from within, by the Lord, and his power of discrimination is always intact, and he only chooses what is best for him. So, this world is there, and the world means two things, dvandva, good, bad, male, female, and all that. Rich, poor, and young, and old, and this, and like that. So this world is there. Some fault of ours that we have ended up in this world, but could get out of this, and you could stay out of it by it is there. It's there in his. It have been nice, but it's like not having it, as we take to chanting of Hare Krishna and as time passes on, in next some 5-10,000 years is a golden period. And the golden period is ahead of us. Prithavite ache jato nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe moranam. In every town, every village, the name of the Lord is going to be chanted. And there's going to be only charanamrit available. No drinks. No other kinds of drinks, only charanamrit everywhere. And so those days are ahead. So this world does go through ups and downs. Sati Yug, the best time, and then the worst times, the Kali Yug. So instead of complaining, best thing is to, like if you fall into the deep well, or Prabhupada used to explain like this, then what is the point of trying to find, what time did I fall in the well? You have fell into the deep, dark well. So would you be thinking of this? What would be your thought? What would be your thought as you are deep into the well? What's the only thought that you are going to be thinking about? Huh? Yeah, how could I get out of here? How could I get out of here? Not how deep is the well and or this or that, only thought. So, this world is made difficult, is difficult. But Lord is also very kind, and we have this human form of life. So let us engage our minds in serving the Lord. Bhajavure manasi nanda nandana abhaya charanara vindare. So somehow, think of the lotus feet of the Lord with our minds and get closer to Him and transcend the mind, transcend the world. No, I will prashad. Any other questions?